May the grace of God be with every one of us over here.
愿神的恩典与大家同在。
Shall we turn to Bible? Proverbs chapter 28, verse 23.
我们来看圣经箴言二十八章。
We can put a bookmark in Book of Proverbs if you like.
我们在箴言书这里放一个书签。
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 23.
箴言书二十八章的二十三节。
28 verse 23. He who rebukes a man will find more favor afterward than he who flattereth with the tongue. The Bible here says that when someone rebukes us, this person may find favor from us.
圣经上讲说，如果有人来责备我们，这个人可能能够在我们得到我们的喜悦。
This talk about the benefit.Of rebuking.
这里讲到责备人的好处。
A sister read this verse and she is pondering about this verse.
一位姐妹读到这句经节，她就在开始思考。
Because after she got married, she figured out she is living in a rebuking environment.
因为当她结婚之后，她居住的环境就是充满着责备声。
And she really yet to learn how come those rebukings are favor to her.
他就要试图查好为什么这些责备对他有益。
So tonight we shall try to ponder these questions.
所以我们就要来思考这个问题。
We will think about is rebuking necessary in our life.
我们就要思考查考是不是责备对我们的人生是必要的。
And then if we try to rebuke other people, how can our rebuking become a favor to other people?
我们如果责备别人的话，怎么样使人从我们的责备中受益？
I think the second point in English is a little bit different, so maybe you correct by yourself. The third point is that when you accept rebuke, how do you treat this rebuke as a favor?
那我们怎么样子用这种积极的态度来看这些责备？
Hopefully we can learn some teachings from the Bible.
所以我们希望我们能够从圣经上能够来得到一些教训。
So is rebuke necessary in this world?
首先，责备人是必要的吗
？Is that praising welcomed by everybody？
难道颂扬别人不是每个人都喜欢的吗
？But blessing sometimes have its shortcomings also.
但是光是祝福的话，有时候也会有缺点。
Let's turn to Proverbs 27 verse 14.
我们来看箴言书二十七章的十四节。
Proverbs 27 verse 14.
二十七章十四节。
He who blesses his friend with a loud voice, raising early in the morning.It will be counted a curse to him. When you get up early in the morning and you simply praise your friend loudly, hey, whatever, it's a blessed word.
如果我们早上起来大声的跟我们的朋友讲祝福的话
because actually he did not do anything yet.
因为他早上起来还没有做任何的事情。
But you bless him without any causes, any reason.
你就是无缘无故的来祝福他。
The Bible says that this could become a curse to that person.
圣经上说这可能算作是诅咒他。
So in our life, blessing may not apply in every occasion.
所以我们生命中这个祝福并不是用在每一个场合的。
In Book of Judges, there was a guy called Micah, Micah.
在14世纪上有四世纪上有记载一个叫弥迦的人。
One day his mother lost some a big lump sum of money.
有一次他的母亲掉了一些钱。
So his mother started to curse the one who stole his money. Her money.
就开始诅咒那个把他的钱偷走的人。
And the kids feel very sorry because of the curse.
这位小孩他就觉得非常的委屈，因为他听到这些诅咒。
Then he admit to her mom, "Mom, it is me who steal the money."
他就跟他妈妈说：“是我偷了这些钱。”
Mom, instead saying that, "Oh, may the Lord bless you."
他妈妈没有说愿神祝福你。
But he said, actually, she said, "May the Lord bless you."
他妈妈说愿神祝福你。
Actually, he did a very serious mistake, and he received a blessing from his mother.
虽然他做错了事情，但是他就从他母亲那里得到一个祝福。
So you can see this guy did make more mistakes upon mistakes.
所以我们可以后来看到他犯越来越多的错误。
Nowadays, many kids grow up in prison.
今天很多小孩子都在掌声中长大。
You know, especially if they learn a lot of music when they join a lot of rehearsals, No matter what, how they pray, you always say, "Oh, you do a good job. You do a good job."
特别是学音乐的小孩子，不管他弹的怎么样，总是听到了，总是说你这弹的很好。
You know, this kind of kids, sometimes we can find out that they may not have ability to deal with frustration when they grow up.
那这些小孩子如果长大的时候，他可能没有能力来在。来处理他如果受到挫折的事情。
So if everything goes with blessing and no rebuking, sometimes the kids cannot build up a strong characteristics to face their challenge in the future.
所以如果他在掌声中长大，他就没有办法建立一个坚强的品格来面对他们将来人生中的挑战。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29 verse 15.
我们来看箴言二十九章。
29 verse 15.
箴言二十九章十五节。
29:15.
二十九章十五节。
The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. The Bible here says that rod and rebuke can give kids wisdom.
圣经在这里讲到说，撞打和责备能够将给孩子加增智慧。
Especially when kids is unable to reason.
特别是当孩子已经懂事的时候
was not able to reason.
当他们还不懂事的时候
they seems to not know too much about what is wrong and what is right.
他们还不知道什么是对，什么是错的时候
At this time, a rebuke and roar can very quickly guide them to the right direction.
撞打跟责备就能够很快地把他们带到正确的方向。
So the Bible says that, you know, every father will chastise their child if they do mistakes.
实际上说父亲如果孩子犯错误的话，父亲都会去处罚他。
If a father do not chastise his child, actually this is not a true father.
如果父亲不去管教儿子的话，他就不是一个真正的父亲。
This is so a father when he shows concerns, indeed sometimes he will rebuke the mistakes of his children.
父亲的关心就是在他孩子犯错的时候对他表示管教，从表现出来。
Maybe I share with you when I was little, I loved to eat candies.
我可能跟大家分享，我小时候我很喜欢吃糖果。
And we were very poor, so it's impossible that I always have my spare money to buy candies.
我们家很穷，没有办法有钱来买
糖果。Once upon a time, I steal 20 cents to go to the grocery store to buy, I think, two candies.
有时候我偷了两毛钱，跑到那个杂货店去买糖果吃。
And my mother first discovered it.
我妈妈首先发现了。
She just simply beat me up to the ground.
她就把我打到地上。
I was really, I feel very hurt.
当时觉得非常的受伤。
Then my father came back.
但我父亲回来了。
My mom reported the same story, the fact to my father.
我妈妈就把这同样一件事情告诉我爸爸。
Then it was my father's turn to beat me up.
然后我看轮到我父亲在打我。
From that moment on, I learned that stealing was wrong.
从那时候开始，我就知道偷窃是。
So I think the roar and the rebuke indeed gave me a very strong lesson at that time.
我知道那时候仗打跟责备真的给我上了很好的。
So is rebuke necessary in our life?
所以责备对我们人生是必要的吗
？You know, in the Bible, when Jesus cast out demon, it is always rebuking.
我们知道在圣经中记载主耶稣驱赶魔鬼的时候，总是用责备的方式。
When people are possessed, you pray for them. You cannot say, "Oh, bless you." You cannot do that.
当人被魔鬼占据的时候，你要为他祷告的时候，你不能说祝福你，祝福你。
If you bless devil, devil will work even more mightily.
如果我们祝福魔鬼的话，他甚至会更大的能量来工
作。So when we was in TTP, we was told that when people was possessed, you shall open your eyes when you are praying.
所以当我们在神学院的时候，我们受有传道有教我们说，如果看到有被魔鬼占据的人，我们要眼睛祷告的时候要睁开。
We shall cast them out. We shall rebuke them. In the name of Jesus Christ.
我们要把那些魔鬼赶走。我们要奉主耶稣的名把这些责备这些魔鬼。
So is rebuking necessary in this life?
所以责备是必要的吗
？Yes, sometimes it is necessary.
有时候是的。
Without rebuking, sometimes we might spoil our children.
如果不责备的话，有时候我们就会把让我们的孩子宠坏。
I don't know if I share with you this story.
有没有跟大家分享过这么一个故事
There was a robber who got who will be held off after judgment.
有一个强盗在上刑场之前
he requests that he should suck the mother's milk.
他将要被处决，所以他要求要再吸一次母亲的乳头
The mother feel like you know, I raise him up, and you know he is always not with me. Now he had the last wishes.Therefore, I want to bring him his last wishes.
因为他母亲觉得小孩子长这么大，却是 有最后的愿望应该去满足它。
Therefore, he allowed the kids to suck the milk for the last time in his life.
他就让他小孩子最后一次来吸他的奶。
But as a matter of fact, the robber bite off the nipple of the mother.
但是这位强盗却把他的母亲的奶头咬下来。
And then he said a word. When I was young, you never told me what was wrong. You never rebuked me when I steal a squash from the neighborhood.
他说，当我小时候，你从来没有告诉我什么是错的。我当在我在邻居家偷黄瓜的时候，你从来没有告诉。
Because you don't rebuke me when I steal squash, therefore later on I am old enough and brave enough to steal cow.
因为你从小就不责备我，所以我长大之后就开始胆子更大，就开始来偷耕牛。
And then I did even worse stuff in my life.
甚至后来变得更坏。
So is rebuking necessary in our life?
所以责备是必要的吗
？I think from Bible, sometimes it is necessary.
所以从圣经上看来，有时候责备的确是必要的。
Of course, rebuking is very hard to swallow sometimes.
当然，责备有时候很难接受。
So when we try to rebuke other people, how can we do it in a way it will indeed become a favor to that person?
所以，如果我们要试图责备别人，怎么样子来使这个责备让他说是可以让别人从中受益呢
？First of all, I think the one who rebuke other people, he should be right in the event that he trying to correct other people.
首先，一个人如果要责备别人的话，在那件事情上，他首先要做的是对的。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7, verse 3.
我们来看路加福音第七章
Luke chapter 7, verse 3.
路加福音七章三节。
7:3. Sorry, Matthew chapter 7, verse 3.
马太福音七章三节。
Matthew 7, verse 3.
马太福音七章三节。
7, verse 3 to 5.
七章三到五节。
And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eyes, but do not consider the plank in your own eyes? Verse 4.
四节。
Or how can you say to your brother,Let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye. 5. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes. Now, to try to correct other person, to rebuke other person, is try to take away the needles from your brother's eyes.
所以要责备别人要纠正别人的时候是相当于把人家眼中的刺拔去。
But if you yourself have a lot in front of your eyes, how can you do this kind of detail-oriented job? It's impossible.
我们的眼睛本身就被两目所遮住的话，我们怎么能够去做这种很精细的活呢
？That's why Paul talked to Timothy that you know do not let anyone look down on you because you are young.
这使徒保罗为什么教导提摩太说不要让别人因为你年纪轻就轻看你
？But you should set examples in everything.
相反，你应该在各样事情上都作为榜样。
Then you are able to use the teaching of God to warn and rebuke other people.
这样子才可以用神的教训来警惕别人。
If a sermon speaker speaks something that he cannot do it, actually, when he talk about it, nobody want to listen anymore.
如果一个讲道人讲的事情他自己都做不到的话，他再下次再讲的话，没有人就愿意来听他讲的道理。
If kids hear from their parents says that you know the kids should not smoke, but the parents are smoking, it's impossible for the kids to correct themselves.
如果父母教导小孩子不要吸烟，自己却是吸烟的话，那这很难教导小孩子，很难会听从他们。
We all heard a story that a mother crab tried to teach their kids, the little crabs, to walk in a straightforward way.
我们听到过这个一个故事，说一个螃蟹的妈妈要教导她的孩子说要走直路。
The children says now you walk straight forward for us first. You try to do a demo first.
她的孩子就说你先给我表示范一下。
The mother crab cannot do it.
这个母亲，螃蟹母亲就没办法。
So for us to correct other people, we should correct ourselves first.
所以如果我们要纠正别人的话，我们首先要纠正自己。
Secondly, for our rebuke become effective and become a favor to other people. We also need to find the right party to rebuke.
另外一个，如果责备要有效、要有用的话，那应该我们要看对象。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 28.
来看箴言的第九章。
Proverbs 9:28.
九章二十八节，箴言第九章二十八节。
9:28.
九章第八节。
Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Now, the Bible says that when you try to correct people, you know, look at who he is. He is a scoffer, or he is a wise man.
所以圣经上教导我们，我们要责备人的时候，要看被责备的对象是一个有智慧的人，还是一个懈慢的人。
Now, if you rebuke a scoffer, for sure you will suffer. Not only he is not going to listen to you, you will suffer from your own rebuking.
如果去责备一个懈慢的人，不光他不听你的，反而他会来恨你。
It's very natural for parents to rebuke children when they do wrong.
所以当小孩做错事情的时候，父母教训他是很正常的。
But it's very wrong for children to rebuke parents when parents do wrong.
但父母做错事情，孩子去教训父母的话，却是不平常的。
The Bible says that if any parents try to rebuke, scold, or even hit their parents, those kind of kids should use stone to stone them to death.
圣经上讲说，有孩子如果去责骂他的父母，并且伤害父母的话，这样的孩子将会被处死。
It's natural for elderly person to correct younger generation.
所以年老的来纠正年轻的人是很正常的。
But the Bible also tells us that we should not 严严的指责老人， we should not rigidly rebuke the elderly person.
所以我真正教导我们不可以去严严的指责老年人。
Maybe you think sometimes you need to correct your spouse.
有时候我们知道，我们可能想我们要纠正我们的配偶。
Personally, I think if Holy Spirit is not working, it's going to be very hard because you are not your spouse's parents, you are not even any elderly than your spouse. Sometimes without the fullness of Holy Spirit and wisdom, may not working out right also.
要责备配偶的话，我个人体验，如果没有圣灵的感动，很难去责备我们的配偶，因为我们并不比他更年长。
An elder told me, don't rebuke your wife.
有一位长老告诉我说，不要去教训你的太太。
Just pray for her.
只要为她祷告。
I'm learning about it actually.
实际上还在学习过程中。
It's not easy. When we're frustrated, our words just come out from our mouth.
有时候我们觉得很受挫折，我们就很自然的有些话就从嘴巴里说出来。
But a sister really, she sighed and stated a very heartful sentence. A very sincere word from her heart.A sister say a sincere feeling from her heart.
如果一个姐妹从话
there was a sister.
这有一个姐妹，她讲话就讲出她心中很认真的话语。
She said that her husband was such a gentleman before.
她从内心发出这种感叹，说她的先生是一个很好的绅士。
But after marriage, I have already trained my husband a very good quarreler, a very good fighter.
但是后来在结婚之后，我却把他训练成一个很厉害的争吵的人。
Because I always try to rebuke her. Later on, she also learned the same thing, try to rebuke me back.
因为我总是喜欢责备她，她后来也学会来跟我还嘴，也可以来责备我。
So it's really not easy. I mean, we only rebuke. We have to know who is the party to rebuke.
所以我们要看对象要来责备的
话。What is the reason for you to say it?
我们之所以为什么要来责备别人
？Now some people says that in the church there are a lot of hypocrites.
有人说教会里面有很多假冒伪善的人。
We should learn from Jesus to rebuke the hypocrites, to rebuke those persons.
我们要像主耶稣一样来学习主耶稣的样式来责备这些假冒伪善的人。
Maybe next time you don't like a brother.
下一次，所以
Maybe,
你不喜欢一个弟兄的话。
You can go to him, hey, you are a whitewashed tomb. And inside it is all full of dead man's bones.
下次直到他面前说你是一个隐藏的坟墓，里面都是肮脏的东西。
But actually, you think about is Judas' deeds even worse than hypocrite?
那我们要思考一下，是犹大的行为比假冒伪善的人更恶吗
？Judas kicked the one who eat meal with him.
But
Judas used his feet to kick the one who eat Jesus kicked Jesus when Jesus eat meal with him.
但是我们想一想，犹大这样子坏，他甚至跟主耶稣吃饭的时候还用脚来踢主耶稣。
Superficially, it seems that he did not, you know, he hid all the mistakes that he has done.
从表面上看，他把他所有的错误都掩盖起来。
But inside his heart is always like dirty stuff.
他的内心却充满着肮脏。
But did Jesus rebuke Judah like the way he rebuked Pharisees?
但是主耶稣训斥他的时候，有没有像训斥那些法利赛人一样呢？
No, on the contrary, Jesus washed his feet.
没有，相反，主耶稣反而去给他洗脚。
It doesn't mean that there are not, there was not, no hypocrite in our church. I didn't say that there was no hypocrite in our church.
所以这并不意味着。
那 Kalonka Church, I'm the church overall, yeah?
这并不意味着我在我们教会没有假冒伪善的人。
But it doesn't mean we should, you know, but those Pharisees in Jesus' generation, they were against Jesus. They did not receive Jesus. They did not believe in Jesus.
但是那些没有接受主耶稣的人，在外面的人。
Those Pharisees did not believe in Jesus.
法利赛人是那些不接受主耶稣的人。
And they stopped the teachings of Jesus. They were obstacles in the teachings of Jesus.
他们藐视主的教训，并且他们成为道理的障碍。
Therefore, and those people did not belong to Jesus.
那些不属主耶稣的人。
Therefore, Jesus rebuked them in a very different way than he did to the disciples.
所以主耶稣教训他们跟教训他的门徒的方式就完全不一样。
So for us to rebuke people, our rebuke can be a favor. We really need to know who we are rebuking to.
所以我们要有做到有效果的责备的话，我们要知道我们责备的对象是谁。
Then our rebuke, our motivational rebuke, got to be from love.
所以，并且我们。责备的动机要从爱而来。
If a rebuke is try to criticize, try to judge people,
如果我们责备的动机仅仅是要去论断别人。
You know the Bible say you shall not judge.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们不可论断。
When we read you shall not judge, actually, if we read carefully, the motivation of judge is to despise that person.
因为论断当时圣经上讲论断的动机就是藐视别人。
And the purpose is to condemn him.Condemn the person.
目的就是要去责，要去处罚别人。
For us to rebuke other people, we don't have that kind of, we should not have that kind of intention, especially to those who belong to us.
当我们责备人的时候，我们不可以有那种动机，特别是那些跟我们在一起的人。
We should, the motivation should be from love.
我们的动机要应该从爱而来。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12.
我们来看箴言第三章第十二节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12.
箴言三章十二节。
3:12.
三章十二节。
For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as the father, the son, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. The Lord corrects us out of love.
所以主责备我们是因为他爱我们。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 20.
我们来看耶利米书。
Jeremiah 31, verse 20.
三十一章二十节，耶利米书三十一章二十节。
31 verse 20。
三十一章二十节。
31 verse 20。
三十一章二十节。
Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a how do you pronounce it? A pleasant child? For those I spoke against him, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart yearns for him.I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. Yes, indeed, the Lord chastised and rebuked Ephraim.
所以主是有去处罚、责骂以法莲。
But it is indeed out of a merciful heart.
但却这些是出于爱。
So for us to do the, for us to rebuke other people, we got to have this motivation to us.This motivation inside us.
所以，如果我们要责备别人，我们一定要有这种出于爱的动机。
Otherwise, our rebuke will damage many persons.
否则的话，我们的责备就会让很多人跌倒。
If our rebuke will make our children lose their faith,
甚至让我们的孩子丧失他们的信仰。
Recently, I read a news from Google.com.
最近我有在网上读到一个这个新闻。
Talk about there was a very there is a very smart kids who are immigrant from China to USA.
就是讲到有一个很聪明的孩子从中国大陆来移民到美国。
But in mainland China, this kid was too hyperactive.
在大陆的时候，这个小孩就非常的活跃。
Always asked questions that you know the teacher think it was nonsense.
总是会问一些怪怪的问题，这些老师总是认为他莫名其妙。
And he did not really pay attention to the classes.
所以他也不认真去上课。
Later on, the teacher rebuked him.
所以老师就责备他。
And even to a point that, you know, detain him after the class.
甚至在后把他留下来。
Then these kids are lose his confidence.
所以这个孩子就慢慢的丧失了他的信心。
And then his grades go downward very quickly.
他的自信心丧失，所以他的成绩就越来越差。
The father did not know what to do, so sent these kids to USA.
所以父亲不知道怎么办，就把他送到美国来读书。
The kids used the same attitude to treat the teachers in the USA.
这孩子的态度没有改变，他还是同样子态度来对待老师。
I always ask very nonsense questions.
总是问一些稀奇古怪的问题。
Even challenge the teacher.
甚至来挑战老师。
But the newspaper says that, but the teacher's response is very different.
但是这位父亲说，这边美国的老师的态度完全不一样。
When the student asks a question, the teacher responds, say, "Wow, you ask such a question, you are a genius."
当他问问题的时候，老师说，哇，你真聪明，你是天才才问得出这种问题。
Later on, he was encouraged, in a very, very good way. Therefore, I don't remember what kind of field, he was in a very special field and always, can become number one in this field right now.
他在他专一个独特的专业上，后来他能够在这个专业上非常的成功。
So you can see that, you know, rebuke, if we do not speak with love, if a person cannot feel your love, it will really discourage a person.
所以如果我们的责备不是从爱而来，非常容易让人来丧气。
But this kind of rebuke, of course, when I want to rebuke a person, I always think that, you know, my motivation is always out of love.
可能当我来责备别人的时候，我总是觉得我动机是出于爱。
But the problem, the issue is that does the one feel the love in your heart?
但是问题是，那些受责备的人有没有感觉到你心中的爱？
Sometimes we think our love. I think sometimes we think that our love is only a state of mind. Yes, we think I am full of love. But the person in front of you never feel anything about your love.
很多时候，我们的爱都局限在我们的心里面，从来没有发出来，让人在我们身边的人感觉到。
In this NYR, we are talk about five lessons of love.
这次我们在这个青年的夏令营中，我们讲到关于爱的五堂课。
Five languages, I think, five languages of love.
五种关于爱的语言。
And I first heard about there was a term called love tank. There was a tank that must be full of love. That tank is in your heart.
所以第一课是说，讲到说爱的箱子。
Yeah, it says that some people's heart have a tank, yeah, and they accept different kinds of language, into this tank called love tank.
所以这个爱的箱子总是会打开，把各种这种爱藏到心里面。
Some tank more perceptive to words. When you say good words, they will take it to their heart.
有的人是把好的话语能够藏到心里面。
Some people take touch. If you touch him, you feel like he is very loved.
有的人这个箱子是装爱的抚摸，如果他受到爱的抚摸的话，他就放到心里。
If you some people feel like if you spend quality time with that person, he feel like he is loved.
有些人他专门，如果是有人跟他一起共度一段时光，他也就能感觉到爱。
If you give him, some people feel like they are very loved if he receive many gifts from you.Many gifts from you.
如果他从你收到很多礼物，他就觉得他有受到你的爱。
And everyone is different.
所以每个人都不一样。
Now you say I love a person.
所以我们说我们爱一个人。
But is that person's love tank full or that person's love tank is empty?
那个人的爱的箱子有没有装满呢？还是空空的？
In this NYR, we noticed that more people belong to they desire to have more quality time when they want love.
很多人后来他们挑选说，他们希望想要需要的爱的时候，是需要人跟他在一起更多的时间。
Because nowadays we are all very busy.
因为今天大家都很忙碌。
So quality time is very appreciated, and people can feel your love when you spend really quality time with the person.
所以共度一段美好的时光变得非常的珍贵。
So loving, when we say I want to correct a person, the love is not really your feeling is.The one who receive your corrections feeling.
所以，当我们说我们要出于爱责备，这个爱不是我们自己的感觉，而是要看对方的感觉。
And we truly have a lot of love inside us. I think our tone will be different than the one who do not have love.
如果我们心中充满爱的话，我们讲出来的话语跟心中没有爱讲出来的话语会不一样。
Therefore, this is something we should learn when we try to correct other people.
所以这是我们如果要想责备人要学习的道理。
Love is not merely your words and your lips. Love is in your honest and in your deeds.
所以爱不是在我们的话语，在我们的嘴唇上，而是在我们的行为上，在我们的心中。
Let the other person feel it, then really the correction will become a favor to that person.
所以如果我们爱让人让别人感觉到的话，我们对他们的责备就让人让有功效。
Now, let's look at another point. If I am the one who are rebuked at, how can I treat my rebuke as my favor?
我们换一个角度，如果我们是被责备的人，我们怎么样子来对待我们受到的责备呢？
Now, how do I react when I always live under criticism?
如果我们总是在批评中生活，我们怎么样子来反应呢？
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5.
希伯来书十二章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5.
希伯来书十二章第五节。
12 verse 5.
十二章五节。
And you have forgotten the exhortation we speak to you as to sons.My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. The Bible here says that, first of all, we shall not lose our heart. Don't feel discouraged when people rebuke us.
圣经上教导我们，我们不可灰心。当我们受责备的时候，不可灰心。
Indeed, many times we feel like to give up when too much criticism falls upon us.
有时候我们听到批评的声音的时候，我们就想放弃。
Moses heard many complaints from his followers.
当摩西在带领他手下的人的时候，他听到很多的抱怨。
He prayed to God.
他就向神祷告。
Say, God, kill me here and now.
他说：“神啊，让我死吧。”
Really, I mean, too much criticism is hard to handle.
因为他听到太多的批评的声音，他的心无法承担。
But the Bible says that first of all, we should not lose our heart.
圣经却教导我们不可灰心。
Once more time, I think I did not do a good job to teach my kids.
有一次，我觉得我在教导我的孩子。上面我没有做好一件事。
Once more time, my son did not have feel very frustrated concerning his math in last semester.
有一次我的孩子他，我的儿子他的数学没有弄好。
I don't pay attention to much courses that he learned, but I only pay attention to math actually.
我对他上其他的课的成绩怎么样，
to me, math is very important.
我都不在乎，但是我很在乎他数学课的成绩，因为我觉得数学很重要。
And he did not do too good.Because of some reasons,
but he 有因为有一些原因数学课没有学好。
So I had a very sincere talk with him.
所以我就跟他很严肃的讲一段话。
And then next day, I noticed how come he has a green color in his face.
但是第二天我却发现他脸上有冒着绿光。
Green color, huh?
绿色。脸都绿了。
Then my wife was very anxious and told me, "What happened? What happened?"
然后我的太太就很着急说到底怎么回事。
What did you tell your son yesterday?
你跟孩子讲什么了？
I said, I didn't tell him too much.
我说我没跟他讲什么。
Later on, I noticed that, you know, I think my son was too frustrated that he started to hit himself.
我后来才知道因为我讲的那些话太伤他心，所以他甚至来责打自己。
Later on, a sister who majored in psychology told me that, you know, a boy paid very much attention to the words of the father.
后来我听一个学心理学的姐妹讲说，男孩子对他爸爸讲的话非常的看重。
Therefore, I think, yes, you know, if our words is strong, really, I mean, it's easy for us to lose our heart.
真的，如果我们的言语太严厉的话，可能让别人会灰心。
But think about Bartimaeus, the blind in the Bible in Jesus' age.
但是我们来思考在主耶稣的时候的瞎子。
He was sitting on the roadside.
他住在路边。
Jesus was passing by.
主耶稣经过。
He called out, "Son of David, help me!"
他说：“大卫的子孙啊，帮助我。
”Disciples rebuked him. You keep quiet. Don't shout.
门徒们却在责备他说不要吵。
But the more rebuke he received, the louder he called out to Jesus.
但是当他受到 更多的责备的时候，他的声音却更大。
He did not give up. He did not lose his heart.
他并没有放弃，他并没有灰心。
I think this is something we should learn from.
这就是我们需要学习的态度。
You see, early in the morning, you go to your yard.
如果你大早起来到你的家的后院去
，Your feet step on the grass.
然后你的脚、你的膝盖跪到，站到你的草上。
Your feet step on the grass. After you pass by the grass, even though we step on your feet, little by little, the grass.Standing up, little by little.
所以即使踩过草地，但踩草当时倒下来，但是过一会儿它就会慢慢的竖起来。
Yes, indeed. Sometimes we feel like, oh, too much criticism. I cannot handle it.
有时候我们会觉得太多的批评声音，我没有办法来处理。
But Bible says that we shall not lose our heart. Don't be discouraged. 圣经
告诉我们不要灰心，不要放弃。
We shall try to always try to think about other people's criticism is always out of good intention.
我们要从那个积极的方面来看待别人给我们的批评。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3 verse 19.
我们来看启示录。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 19.
启示录三章十九节。
Revelation 3:19.
启示录三章十九节。
3:19.
三章十九节。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Really, I mean, we are.The Lord chastised and rebuked us out of love.
所以主之所以管教我，是因为他爱我。
Now, when we receive rebuke, no matter what kind of intention people might have, because we cannot read people's heart.
所以如果我们受到责备的话，不管别人动机是什么，因为我没有办法来了解别人的心。
But we should treat it, you know, God allowed it to happen.
因为是神允许这些事情发生，所以我们要这样子来看待它。
And God is always good to us.
因为神对我们好。
So we can receive it with a You know what? With a strong heart.
所以我们就可以来接受。
When Simei insulted David when David ran away because of his sons trying to kill him.
当大卫因为他儿子要来杀他而逃跑的时候，他看到这个人示梅。
Now David have a very different perspective of this criticism.
示梅就开始来骂他，但是他
of this insulting.
他来侮辱他，但是大卫对这个侮辱却有很不同凡人的见解。
He says that it is the Lord make him to insult me.
他说是主让他来责骂我。
If I can forgive him, the Lord will forgive me.
因为我如果能够原谅他的话，主就会原谅我。
Then his rebuke will become a favor in your life. Will become a positive things in your life.
这样子，他对我的责骂反而会成为对我的祝福。
Therefore, really, we have to accept.The rebuke from the perspective of the Bible.
所以我们要从圣经的观点来查考我们怎么样子来接受责
备。Actually, the Bible talk about from negative side and positive side concerning the good, the goodness if we receive rebuke, and the bad things if we reject rebuke.
如果圣经上甚至这样子讲说，如果我们
if some good things we might have if we accept rebuke.
如果我们接受责备的话，就会对我们有好处。
If we reject rebuke.Some bad things might occur to us.
但是我们拒绝责备的话，可能就有些坏事
对我们
发生。
Build up this kind of concept in our mind, then rebuke will become a favor in our sight.
让我们在我们的心中建立这种概念，然后从让这些责备都能够对我们有好处。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10 verse 17.
我们来看箴言。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 17.
十章的第十七节，箴言十章十七节。
10:17.
十章十七节。
He who keeps instructions is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. Yes, indeed, if we refuse rebuke, we may go astray.
所以，如果我们拒绝这个责训诲的话，我们就可能迷失路。
Pharisees reject the rebuke of Jesus Christ. Pharisees reject.
法利赛人他们。拒绝来接受主耶稣的教训。
Later on, Jesus commanded them just like the blind leading the blind.
后来主耶稣就讲他们说，就像是瞎眼的人瞎子来领瞎子。
They were straight.
他们就会带到错误的路上去。
And both of them fall into the pit.
他们最后都会掉到一个洞里去。
Let's turn to another one. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1.
我们再来最后看一节经节，箴言的十二章。第一节
another one, huh? Not the last one. 12 verse 1.
另外一节，十二章第一节。
Whoever loves instructions loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. This is very plain word, but in English, In Chinese, it's more even more worse. It says that he who hate rebuke is like animal.
实际上讲说恨恶责备的却是畜类。
Yes, this meaning that you know animal, you know even some animal accept rebuke. You know that.
我们知道，甚至有的动物都会接受责备。
But if we, if some people rebuke us, we can reject it. You know, the Bible here says that we are like the animal who do not have too much sense.
但是我们如果拒绝责备的话，却就像是这些不懂事的动物一样。
Nebuchadnezzar did not receive the correction from Daniel to practice righteousness.
尼布甲尼撒王没有办法来遵循，但以理给他的谏言。
Nehemiah really indeed eat grass like cow.
他后来就真的像讲的一样，就是像就吃草像牛一样吃草。
Let's turn to another one, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10.
我们来看箴言的另外一节。
15 verse 10.
十五章第十节。
15 verse 10.
箴言十五章第十节。
Harsh discipline is for him who forsake the way, and he who hates correction will die. This is even worse.
这里讲到更严重，他说恨恶责备的必致死亡。
Yes, indeed. If we do not heed from the correction of Jesus Christ in our life, we may run into pit.
所以真的是这样子。如果我们不来重视主耶稣对我们的教训的话，我们就可能会走到错误上路上去。
Maybe you have chance to go to Death Valley.
你可能我们不知道大家有没有聚会去过死谷。
Death Valley have a crater.
死谷有一个火山岩。
Can you imagine that a blind man is approaching that crater? Very very deep crater.
这个火山岩是一个很深的洞。如果一个瞎子走过去，是会是什么样的情形
？Really, if you do not heed the correction of the other person, he might fall and you know and die.
如果一个人来警告你，你不去听从的话，你可能就会掉到那个洞里去。
All these three verses talk about, you know, if we forsake rebuke, bad things might come to us.
这三节讲到，如果我们拒绝责备的话，我们可能会碰到很糟糕的事情。
Let's read from the positive side.
所以让我们从正面的角度来看。
Proverbs 15:5.
我们来看箴言十五章的第五节。
A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent, meaning that he have a lot of knowledge. Actually, we read this for many verses. Yeah, really, I mean, we receive rebuke, we can add it to us many knowledges.
这里讲到领受责备的会得着见识，会让我们增添智慧。
Even will be honored,
甚至我们会因此得荣耀。
Let's turn to 13 verse 18.
我们来看十三章第十八节。
13:18.
箴言十三章十八节。
Poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction, but he who regards a rebuke will be honored. Yes, when we receive rebuke, eventually we will be honored.
所以这里讲到说，我们领受责备，最终我们必得荣耀。
David received the correction from his friend Nathan.
大卫就从他的朋友拿单那里来听到教训之后，他就领受。
Indeed, later on, he was able to obtain his kingship, receiving the honor again.
所以他后来就能够重新来做王，能够受到重新得到他的荣耀。
You see, before we talk about human being have four perspective, yeah.
以前我们讲到过，人有四个角度。
One is public me, means that this side everybody knows about me.
他有一个公开的那一面。公众的一面
for example, my height, you know how tall I am. There's no secret about it.
公众的一面就相当于我的高度是多少，大家都一看就知道。
Another side of me is my, they call it secret me. That means that, you know, for example, my birthday or my social security number, you never know about it if I don't tell you.
人的秘密的秘密的一面就是像如果说我的生日，我的社会安全号不讲的话，没有人知道。
The other one is the big side of me. This side is that the side you will never see in your whole life.
另外一面是自己的人的背后，这一面我们自己可能都永远都看不到。
If there's a dirty over here, probably you will never see it with all your life.
如果我们背后肮脏的话，我们甚至永远一生都看不到。
Now people try to correct it from you.
但是如果有人来看到来帮你
，Now if we can receive it truly, accept it, I think we will be a better person.
如果我们可以真正从内心来接受这种清除，我们就可以成为一个更好的人。
You know, there's another side called potential. It means that you have a lot of potential.
有一种讲法说是人有潜力，我们都有很多的潜力。
It is not developed yet.
这些潜力却还没有发掘出来。
And people might, you know, correct your shortcoming and try to develop that kind of potential.
有人会来批评你的缺点，会来试图激发你的潜力。
And then if we accept, indeed, we will add it to us more knowledge, and we will be honored.
所以，如果我们真正的能够接受这些责备，我们就能够把这些潜力发展出来。
Therefore, we should humbly try to treat the rebuke as a favor in our life.
所以，我们要谦卑下来，在领受那些我们受到的责备。
You know, many companies try to invite consultants to their company to find fault with their company.
我们知道很多公司他们会请一些顾问到他们公司来找他们公司的问题。
Now maybe today many people find fault of you.
可能今天有人来找挑我们的刺。
Yes, we take it as a positive things.
我们要把它当做一个正面的事情。
Then we will be a better person.
这样子我们就成为一个会更好的人。
Now we can smile to all the rebuke.
我们这样子在责备声中，我们还能够微笑。
So no matter we are living under praise and blessing or under rebuke, we will always be very joyful.
所以无论我们听到的是赞美声还是责骂声，我们都能够一直喜乐下去。
So this is a rebuke which can find favor.
这就是蒙喜悦的责备。
Let's all sing a hymn to praise our Father.
让我们唱一首诗来赞美我们的天父。
262
首。